Hey there, rookie. Relax, it's just me. Everyone else has gone home. And honestly, I actually have full access to this space, so there's that. Well, I was just wondering what you've been doing here. As I said, everyone else has gone home. Were you training all this time? Wow. That's some dedication. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie like this in, well, since I've gotten here. Most rookies get a little too confident, you know? Like, once they get the perks, once they get the, all of their clout and they've gotten used to the team and everything, they sort of just fall into place. You, however, well, just remember that there's no I in team. I'm not saying you don't have, well, confidence in your team, but I am saying that it's important for you to have faith in everything, yourself, the team in general, that you're gonna, everything will be fine, regardless of the outcome of the game tomorrow. And I know it's a really big game, but remember, this is just your first year. You might be the star rookie right now, and you might feel a lot of pressure on your shoulders, but the rest of the team will have your back. And you have your captain, too. He's pretty good. Plus, if it helps, I have some insider knowledge of the opposing team, and I've been told that they're a little bit in shambles at the moment. Yeah, one of my good friends actually is a cheerleader for their team, and she's been telling me things. Things have not been working so well for the team over there, so I think that's going to affect their performance for sure. I trust her. Our bond is stronger than some college game, really. Anyways, I was talking about, star rookies and their perks, etc. I've just been made cheer captain this year, and I have been told of the duties and responsibilities a cheer captain must have, well, must partake in, basically. And I'm not sure if you're also aware, but the star rookie has some special perks to have as well. It's a tradition between, well, different sororities, fraternities, and even teams, sports teams. It's just, I guess, the nature of the school. Are you aware of it? Yes, you've heard rumors. Everybody's heard rumors, and honestly, it's true. You do have a special perk unlocked with me. And no, I'm not saying I'm here just because of obligation. I also do have the freedom to withdraw it should I feel uncomfortable with you, but I don't think you strike me as that type of guy, anyways. Well, you're hardworking, for one thing, and you seem to care more about your performance than any other of the perks that you get for being a star rookie, so I guess that's a good sign. Plus, I've been staring at your body for how many minutes now, and I don't know if you understand how these things go, but if a woman is staring at your body for this long, your naked body for this long, and is reminding you of certain perks, I think you should take the hint that I'm actually quite attracted to you. Oh my goodness. You are able to make some of the most daring plays I've ever seen, and here you are, all suddenly shy and embarrassed. Please don't be. It's not just part of my duty to, well, provide to you these perks, it's also something I know I'd quite enjoy myself. So, Mr. Star Rookie, tomorrow is a big day. Wouldn't you prefer to be preparing for it by getting all of that tension away? I thought you wouldn't say yes. Well, yes, I am the cheer captain, and that usually implies some level of attractiveness, but it's always good to know that feelings are mutual. But that's enough conversing. You are owed some special perks, and I would very much love to provide them to you, seeing as you're already technically prepared. Would you mind if we have it right here and right now? Nothing hotter than doing it under the shower, right? Just make sure it doesn't really distract me too much. I, like you, care much more about my performance. Me? Take off these clothes? Why would I? Wouldn't you like it better if there was a hot, wet cheerleader in her skirt and her top just pressed against her body? May or may not be, well, going command out and not wearing a bra, but who really cares at this point? But you work so fucking hard. And you were so fucking hot in that last game. I took my breath away, if I may say so myself. I've never seen anything like it, really. I'm only more than happy to get down on my knees and take proper care of you. As you deserve, really, and as is my wont. May I? Good. And you taste so good, too. Oh, thank goodness we're doing this under the shower. Makes it easier to take more and more of you. Trust me, there's a lot to take in. But trust me, I'll do my very best. Make sure every inch of this delicious cock is properly taken care of. Do feel free to have your hands on my hair. I do like it when a man takes control from time to time. Also ensures me that I can provide the best service. And this is how it's going to be all year. I'm in for a fucking fun season. I'll be ready to get you nice and hot. Release all of that tension for you. Before and after each game. I'm sorry, your cock is just not good. You can come wherever you want, really. I don't care. How long is it going to make you come so hard for me? Why, yes, I'd like to try that out. Let's see how deep you could go. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I can go deeper than that for sure. Come on. Don't be shy, rookie. I'm your captain. I could take way more than your common whore. See? Well, I did say that. I haven't had a cock like this ever. Enjoying every inch of it. More. I want to keep sucking on this cock. I feel fucking good. I can keep taking it, rookie. It's my job to make sure you're properly taken care of after all, no? Big game tomorrow. Need to make sure you don't have a single bit of tension in you. Oh, are you getting close? You are getting close, aren't you? Well, Ricky, I invite you to keep holding as much as you can so that we can properly fucking empty you. Oh, So you can say it on the That was a lot, Rookie. Didn't know you had that much in you. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. How do you feel? Better? Way less sense. Good. Oh, I can make your knees shake in way more than that if you would let me. But I don't think the shower is a pretty good place to do so. Rookie, I don't think you have my number yet, do you? No, you don't. Here, let's get changed and I'll see you outside in a bit. We can exchange numbers and, well, you have a big day ahead of you, so we can meet tomorrow after the game, maybe? I'll show you all the things I can do for you.